the American premiere of Bruno Hartl's Percussion Concerto with percussionist Martin Grubinger from Pittsburgh Symphony Radio. Manfred Honeck conducts the Pittsburgh Symphony. Composer Bruno Hartl served for many years as the principal timpanist of the Vienna Philharmonic.
He was the principal timpanist and was actually a friend of mine. We went to school together also. And he was also a composer. I had written a lot of beautiful and very interesting pieces. But the percussion concert is one of these concerts which made him very popular somehow also. And Martin Grubinger, who is also Austrian, will play the solo part. He was the soloist when he was 8 years old. He was my timpanist when I conducted a youth orchestra, or let's say children orchestra. Now we are back again a couple of years later now, and he's regarded one of the best percussionists in the world.
He is an amazing artist. I had a chance to hear him and see him when he performed with you on tour at the Beethoven Festival in Bonn on your last trip to Europe. He's extremely physical and totally absorbed with the music, so he's visually interesting to watch and so joyful. His spirit is amazing.
That's definitely true, and I would also emphasize his artistry. You know, he can do with all these instruments, enormous. What kind of sound he brings out is amazing. And Martin, because he is living as a soloist, and he has a lot of new pieces performed and do solo recitals, bring also these instruments in connection with others. He is constantly looking for new formats. I'm blown away always on his technique, and hopefully he will play some encores which show that. On the drum, which last year in Germany he did that, it was amazing that somebody can do this. It's just fantastic.
Martin Grubinger was just 17 years old when he gave the first performance of the percussion concerto by Bruno Hartl. That was in October of 2002 with the Bergen, Norway Philharmonic and conductor Rafael Frubeck de Burgos. It was part of the widely televised Eurovision competition for young musicians. Bruno Hartl, Manfred Honeck, and Martin Grubinger have known each other for quite a long time.
I met Manfred when I was 8. He was my first conductor. We did Schubert's Unfinished. I played the timpani in a Jauf orchestra in Austria, and he was our conductor. And I remember it was great because, you know, we had some intense rehearsals, but between the rehearsals, we always went playing soccer. Manfred is a fantastic soccer player, also his sons, and we really had fantastic games out there, and I remember it was something special, you know, to make music with him. He was great also in these times because he had a fantastic connection to the young people there. So we know each other. He was my first conductor, and it's fantastic to be now here in Pittsburgh and later on tour in Europe with him and his orchestra.
And you know him as a violist as well as a...
Exactly, of course. He's a big hero to us in Austria. He's a real celebrity in Austria because he's known as Vienna Philharmonic viola player. Some of his brothers are still in the orchestra. He's now a very famous conductor. And of course, we Austrians, we are very proud of Manfred because he's a kind of ambassador of music for us in the world.
And Bruno Hartl's music's been important to your career.
Yeah, it was the first commission I ever organized. I called him and said, "Hey, Bruno, you know, it would be great if you could compose a percussion concerto for me." And he said, yes, I will do that, but I need some time because, as you know, he's the solo timpani player of the Vienna Philharmonic Orchestra. So these guys are quite busy. And within the 2 years, he composed this piece for me. And it's great. You can really feel that he's a musician in the orchestra. You can really feel that he knows about instrumentation, about how an orchestra reacts on different issues of instrumentation between, let's say, the winds and the brass, the strings and the percussion, and all these things. So you really can feel that he is somebody who comes out of the orchestra as a composer.
Was it Bruno's music that you played on the national television broadcast?
That's right. I played Bruno's piece at the European Broadcasting Union Young Musicians Competition. And it was real fun because, as I said, it was the first piece I commissioned. And I was quite successful with that, which is also a good thing for me. So, you know, as a percussionist, we have the problem there is not a percussion concerto by Brahms, Mozart, Beethoven, Sibelius. So we have to ask the composers of our times to compose for this instrument. As a solo instrument, it's a young instrument. Yeah, we don't have the tradition for 60, 70, 80 years, or let's say 100, 150, 200 years. So the percussion as a solo instrument has a tradition for 25 years. So we try to ask the composers of our times to compose for this instrument.
Composer Bruno Hartl was born in Vienna in 1963. He retired in 2014 after 3 decades as principal timpanist of the Vienna Philharmonic. Bruno Hartl sang in the Vienna Boys Choir, of which Haydn and Schubert were also members during their youth. Hartl took up timpani after his voice broke and he left the choir. He was admitted to the Academy of Music and Performing Arts in Vienna when he was 13 to study percussion, piano, trumpet, and composition. Here is Martin Grubinger, percussionist with the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra and music director Manfred Honeck, the Concerto for Percussion in its American premiere by the Pittsburgh Symphony at Heinz Hall. Thank you.
Thank you.
The Concerto for Percussion and Orchestra by Bruno Hartl. Played by the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra with Manfred Honeck conducting. The soloist was Martin Grubinger.
Manfred has a fantastic feeling for the musical phrasing, but at the same time, it's very tricky also in rhythmical terms, you know. And we all the musicians in the orchestra, and of course Manfred and I, we have to be very careful, you know, also with the rhythmical things. It changes a lot. There are complicated patterns. The bars are not a 3-4 bar or a 4-4 bar, but 16th notes bars, 8th notes bars, and so on and so on. So it's a tricky piece.
And at the end, you're all over the stage with all of the instruments, and this is really a flamboyant virtuoso showcase for you.
Exactly. You know, Bruno Hartl is also a percussionist, so he decided that the marimba form and, of course, the timpani, so his special instrument, should be integrated in this setup. But also we have some tom-toms, bongos, senseros, so cowbells, wood blocks, Taiwanese and Chinese gongs, rototoms. So it's a nice kitchen of percussion instruments.
Bruno Hartl has made percussion arrangements of Stravinsky's Rite of Spring, Cacciatorian Spartacus, and several other works. He wrote his Concerto for Percussion and Orchestra in 2000, and he continued to make revisions up until 2008. He said, "When I began sketching the concerto, I was immediately aware that I didn't want to have any programmatic implications. I was more interested in an experiment in which the structural basis was to assign distinctive thematic material to each percussion instrument. This created a series of puzzle-like interlocking variations, ostinatos and imitations that is complicated but logical." Martin Grubinger has performed with the Pittsburgh Symphony on tour. He played in Bonn and Lucerne in 2013. And he performed on their most recent European tour, 2016, in Hanover, Germany, and Vienna, Austria. For his first trip to Pittsburgh, the audience wants to hear more from Martin Grubinger. We're going to have an encore.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for this wonderful applause. It's a real pleasure to be here. And I want to play a short encore for you on this drum here. I want to be very honest, this has nothing to do with music, it's pure sport. But I hope you will like it. It's called Planet Rudiment. And all percussionists, while they're in education, they should do these rudiments. It's technical exercises. There are hundreds of different rudiments. Maybe one of the easiest is the so-called double. So right, right, left, left, right, right, left, left, right, right. So you can try it home if you want. And of course, as fast as possible, please. Thanks a lot, and I hope you will enjoy Planet Rudiment.
An encore from Martin Grubinger in his Heinz Hall debut, Planet Rudiment. After he performed the Concerto for Percussion by Bruno Hartl with the Pittsburgh Symphony and Manfred Honeck. Martin Grubinger was born in Salzburg, Austria. His compact disc Drums and Chant was released on Deutsche Grammophon in 2010. It was followed by a live recording of the percussive Planet on DVD. In addition to his work as a soloist, he frequently performs with the ensemble Percussive Planet. A number of pieces for percussion have been written especially for Martin Grubinger, including Avner Dorman's Frozen in Time, Friedrich Serha's Concerto for Percussion and Orchestra, and Tan Dun's concerto, Tears of Nature. Martin Grubinger has toured with the Vienna Philharmonic, the BBC Philharmonic, the Mahler Chamber Orchestra, and the Kammerata Salzburg, as well as the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra on two occasions. Earlier in this Pittsburgh Symphony broadcast, we heard two suites from Richard Strauss operas, Der Rosenkavalier and Elektra. Tatiana Mead-Chabis has served as Associate Principal Viola of the Pittsburgh Symphony since 2003. She never envies her violin-playing colleagues, or hardly ever envies them, especially with Richard Strauss asking so much of the viola, as she explained to the audience at Heinz Hall.
Richard Strauss was a master at orchestration. He was able to take the instruments of the orchestra and stretch the limits of what was commonly believed their possibilities to make an incredible color palette for his compositions. My favorite example of this for the viola is from his tone poem, Ein Heldenleben, A Hero's Life, where he takes this glorious main theme for the hero and gives the melody to the violins. Usual, the violins always get the best melodies. But then he takes the violas and adds them at the same pitch, less usual. And as the melody grows and the pitch gets higher, he still continues giving that line to the violas. And they get higher and higher out of the normal range for viola, unusual. But then just when you think the viola can't play any higher, he takes it higher still. Just thrilling.
Tatiana Mead-Chabis demonstrating the writing for viola in Ein Heldenleben by Richard Strauss. Here she is with her colleagues in the string section. Manfred Honeck conducts Ein Heldenleben at Heinz Hall.
Thank you.
Music from Ein Heldenleben, The Hero, and The Hero's Adversaries, mostly music critics. Manfred Honeck conducted Ein Heldenleben by Richard Strauss at Heinz Hall. Tatiana Mead-Chamise, Associate Principal Viola of the Pittsburgh Symphony, demonstrated the viola part Richard Strauss created for his masterwork. Tatiana Mead-Chamise is a founding member of the Clarion String Quartet. They recently performed at Theresienstadt in the Czech Republic. At the age of 17, she made her solo debut with the Utah Symphony under the baton of Joseph Silverstein. She was featured as soloist with the Curtis Institute Symphony, the Utah Symphony, and the Sao Paulo and Porto Alegre Symphony Orchestras in Brazil. Earlier on this Pittsburgh Symphony Radio broadcast, we heard two suites from operas by Richard Strauss, a suite from Der Rosenkavalier, and a suite created by Manfred Honeck and Tomasz Illa from Elektra, the Elektra Rhapsody. I'm Jim Cunningham. This program is produced, edited, and mixed by Brian Savar. Thanks for joining me. I hope you'll return next week, same time and place, for a concert by the Pittsburgh Symphony. Remember, there are only two orchestras in the world with their own internet audio service 24 hours a day. You'll find Pittsburgh on the Pittsburgh Concert Channel at WQED.org. Listen. You can listen online or with iTunes from your computer or smartphone. The entire season can be found as streaming audio on demand. Till we meet again, write for your free program guide. Also in the envelope, the Pittsburgh Symphony paper binoculars. They're terrific for watching concert life. And they're free. Write to Pittsburgh Symphony Radio, 4802 Fifth Avenue, Pittsburgh, PA 15213. Include your address. Let me know what station you're listening to. Our address again, 4802 Fifth Avenue, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania 15213. You'll find the website at psoradio.org, and you can send email directly, pso@wqed.org. The Heinz Hall recording engineer is Harold F. Chambers III. This program is made possible by Pittsburgh residents Pat and Michelle Atkins, who underwrite in honor of Carlo University, Pittsburgh, with additional support by the Jack Buncher Foundation and by the musicians of the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra.
PRI, Public Radio International.